Amazing Adventures of Flash Gordon. Grove's emulsified nose drops bring to your radios the further interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. It is the same daring and resourceful Flash Gordon whose exploits have held you spellbound in the newspapers. Now through your loudspeakers every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at this same time, travel with Flash Gordon, Dale Arden, and Dr. Zarkov to the lost continent of Atlantis on the ocean's floor. Successful in defeating the armies of Morgat in a savage battle at the Hilltop Fortress, Flash Gordon has again been hailed Emperor of Atlantis. Dale and Dr. Zarkov have been saved, but a new and desperate peril menaces Flash, Gregor, and Lieutenant Redna. The Substrata forces with their devastating destructo cannon have returned to Atlantis, and Raoul Dufarge, arch-enemy of Dr. Zarkov and Flash, has deceived them into believing that Gregor and Flash are prisoners and that the Hilltop Fortress is filled with enemies. The Substrata forces have opened fire with the destructo cannon. Does this mean that Flash and Gregor must perish before the guns of their own soldiers? Is Dufarge to fulfill his vow to kill Flash, Dale, and Dr. Zarkov? Well, in a moment, we shall see. For any head cold or nose cold, you want to get Mother to let you try Grove's emulsified nose drops. Then you'll get the relief you want, and you won't have to go through any suffering to get it. For Grove's emulsified nose drops do not bite or sting. Neither do they run out of your nose and down your face or throat. These nose drops stay put, and because they do, they exert a much more prolonged and soothing effect than ordinary oil drops. So aside from the matter of pleasantness, it's wise to use Grove's emulsified nose drops. If Mother is interested in better ways of doing things, she'll be interested in Grove's emulsified nose drops. They are on sale at all drugstores. To Flash Gordon. As Gregor's startling announcement brings every man in the room to his feet, there sounds again the distant thunder of the destructo cannon.
We've got to get the soldiers out of here. They'll blast the fortress to bits in another few moments. Lieutenant Redner, down to the barracks quickly. Marshal the troops of horse. General Carlock, your death's head is ours. Form lines. Instruct Captain Ludwig to have his black lancers ready for instant march. As soon as this has been done, notify me. We'll desert the fort before it's blasted sky high. Now get moving. There go the cannon again. They haven't got the range yet, Gregor, but they'll have it in a minute. And they'll reduce this fortress to a sand pile.
It isn't that. There's no such thing as them missing range with the destructo cannon.
What's that you say? Well, yes, that's right. The range finders on the destructo are equipped with television lenses. They adjust the light beam to any object they desire to destroy and then press the lever.
Yes. They could have smashed the fortress with their first shot. There's something the matter. They're not trying to hit us.
I think I may know the answer. There might be an officer or two who's none too certain Dufarge is telling the truth. They may be trying to find out who is in the fortress. Drive us out by pretending to bombard us.
Yes, I think that's it. If it is, we can stop this nonsense in a moment. I'll communicate with the barracks by means of the television phone. One moment. Commander Gregor speaking. Put me in communication with the quarters of Adjutant Drobner of the Substrata forces. Yes, at once.
This will put a spoke into Farge's wheel?
Yes. Hello, Drobner. Commander Gregor. Who's in command at the guns? Sergeant Nikor. Tell him to cease firing at once. Great Poseidon Man, that's where we are. In the fortress. Check your television controls. You'll see. That's right. Now listen. This man, Dufarge, the Earthman. Yes, I know it was all his fault. Place him under arrest. I want him heavily guarded. The Emperor and myself will be at the Royal Palace in 1 hour. Have him there then. And if he resists arrest, you know what to do. That's all. But convey my orders to Sergeant Nikor at once.
Well, that ought to do it. Let's get back to the city. I'm anxious to see Dale and Dr. Zarkov.
To see you again.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, but was I frightened? When the battle was in progress up at the fort, I could see most of it from the roof of Miota's house. Flash, I was terrified. stand back and let me look at you. Gee.
It sounds like a lot of other people are glad the trouble's over, too. Listen to them celebrating out there in the street.
Yes, they're having a real holiday. Music and dancing and feasting.
Which reminds me, I could do with a little food myself. It'll have to wait a while.
This business of being an emperor is no fun after all, is it?
Not always. I'm going to enjoy myself, though, in a moment.
Enjoy yourself? How do you mean?
They're bringing Dufarge here.
Oh. Well, what are you going to do with him?
I don't quite know.
There's a problem, isn't it? The man's a murderer at heart. He's proved that over and over again. He'd kill any or all of us without so much as a buy or leave, and yet you...
And yet, we're civilized human beings, Dale. We can't execute him. It is a problem. That's probably the soldiers bringing Dufarge now. You want to leave?
No, I'll remain if you don't mind.
Not at all. Come in.
The soldiers with the prisoner, Your Majesty?
Tell the soldiers to bring him in.
At once, sir. Bring the prisoner to the royal prison.
Captain, withdraw to the far wall, but remain in the room. And if this gentleman gets difficult, you have my permission to...
I understand, sir.
Well, Dufarge, we meet again.
Monsieur et mademoiselle, I salute you.
Never mind the nonsense, Dufarge. You tried to kill us.
Mais oui. I promised to obtain the throne for myself if I can. I try to keep the promise to myself. Voila. Who can say I am not true to myself, eh?
Dufarge... You're laughing at all this because you think I don't dare kill you.
That you do not dare, Trebo, my friend. It is not that you do not dare. It is that you are too soft in the art, n'est-ce pas? Me? I have the art like the stone.
And so you could kill us without thinking twice. Dufarge, there's a limit to all things. This is one time you've tempted me too far.
I tempt you too far? What do you mean? I do not understand.
There's one thing you will understand, and that is death. Dufarge, I'm emperor here. My word is law. You think I'm too soft-hearted to deal with you as you deserve? All right, we'll see.
You do not mean...
Yes, I'm going to have you executed, Captain.
But you cannot do this. It is against all humanity.
Sire?
Take the prisoner back to the dungeons. An order as to his disposition will be sent to the jailer at once.
Your Majesty, come on!
You can't do this.
Come on.
So, you've done it. You've ordered him killed.
Not yet, Dale. I don't think I shall. But it won't do him any harm to think about it for a few days. Wonder just when the soldiers will come for him and lead him out to be killed. Oh, hang it all. If there were only some way of getting him back to the outer world.
But there isn't. And as long as he's here, he's a menace.
Yes. So what to do? I'm hanged if I see any solution. Well, I suppose there'll be other things to worry about. Yes, very well.
His Excellency Count Alexeff is here for the conference.
Count Alexeff?
The Secretary of Foreign Affairs. Tell him to come in.
At once. Your Excellency may enter.
Thank you.
Your Excellency.
Your Imperial Majesty. May I add my congratulations to the others you have received upon your return to the throne?
Thank you. Your Excellency, this is Dale Arden.
Ah, Miss Arden. I have seen you many times from a distance. Yes, and admired you.
Why, thank you.
Not at all, my dear. But at the moment, there are distressing matters of state. I must discuss them with His Majesty.
Oh, well, then I'll...
No, stay here, Dale. Your Excellency... Miss Arden enjoys my full confidence. What you have to say, she may hear.
But Your Majesty, a woman attending a conference of international importance...
It's my wish, Excellency.
As Your Majesty desires. I have here certain figures...
Yes?
...showing the truth of what I am about to say. Your Majesty, the progress of Atlantis has been a scientific one. Everything is based upon a constant increase in our scientific development.
Yes, that's quite true, I know. So...
Our development is threatened with an immediate curtailment... One which may mean the eventual end of scientific progress in Atlantis.
How's that?
As you know, Atlantis has developed electricity to its highest state of perfection. To do that has meant centuries upon centuries of experiment, of constant, never-ending work. And it has put a tremendous drain upon the natural resources of Atlantis.
Yes, I can easily understand that.
Our copper, for instance. The copper mines of Atlantis are nearly exhausted. In another few years, all available supplies will have been used. When that day comes... It means the end of our progress and the eventual decline and collapse of our civilization. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless a new source of copper is obtained.
Is such a source available? Can more copper fields be had?
From two sources. And that is what you must decide, Your Majesty. Minela, Emperor of the Fire Kingdom, controls vast copper mines which extend under nearly every acre of his kingdom. If we could obtain the output of those mines, the development of Atlantis would be assured.
I'm afraid that's impossible. Minela would never sell. And I don't care to engage in another war. especially in a war of conquest for gain.
Yes, I thought you would feel that way. And I'll be frank to say that the sentiment of the people is behind you. There is one other source of copper.
And that is?
Her Majesty, the Empress Luana, ruler of the Land of Titans.
Luana? The Land of Titans?
I know about them, Flash. Nyota was telling me. The Land of Titans is a savage empire. To the north and west of Atlantis, isn't it?
Precisely.
And the Titans are giants compared to ordinary men. Most of them stand 7 or more feet tall.
Quite right. The men of Titan are enormous brutes, powerful as a dozen ordinary men, tall, muscular, savage. But the Empress Luana is not above average height. And I am told that she is a gorgeously beautiful woman, and her empire produces nearly as much copper as the Fire Kingdom.
What are our relations with the Land of the Titans? Is Atlantis on friendly terms with Luana?
Well, fairly so. We've never had a war with them, a couple of border skirmishes, but nothing serious. But Luana has one grievance against Atlantis that rankles in her heart.
What's that?
Since before anyone can remember, her empire has had to pay annual tribute to Atlantis. Not much, only a few $1,000s, as money is measured on Earth, but she always pays under protest. And she's a proud woman. She doesn't like to pay tribute to anyone.
Then suppose this annual tribute should be abolished. You think she'd be willing to sell the copper rights?
If the offer came from Your Majesty in person, I'm confident that she would come to a reasonable agreement. But Your Majesty would have to go to her in person as an ambassador from your own court, unattended, save by 1 or 2 courtiers. And that might be dangerous.
Dangerous? How?
The men of Titan are jealous of Luana. They regard every man who crosses their borders as a possible suitor for her hand. And they have vowed to slay every foreigner who sets foot on Titan soil. They have sworn Luana shall not marry unless and until she marries a man of her own kingdom.
Then why doesn't she do it?
I said she was a proud woman. She will not be dictated to even by her own subjects. But Atlantis must have that copper. If Your Majesty could see your way clear...
Flash, I'll never consent to that. I'll not allow you to risk your life again. So soon after you've just escaped death.
Wait, Dale. I'm Emperor of Atlantis. The entire future of the Empire may be in my hands. Yes, I'll go, Count Alexa.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were in conference.
I was just leaving, Commander Gregor.
I'm glad you came in. His Excellency, the Secretary of Foreign Affairs, has just suggested that I visit the Empress Luana, the Land of the Titans.
Merciful Poseidon.
And arrange a treaty whereby we can purchase the copper from their mines.
And you refused, of course.
No, I didn't. I said I'd go. I'm leaving tomorrow, and I want you to go with me.
You want me to go with you? Well, I've never refused you, have I? You'll need someone to be with you when you die.
Upon what strange and desperate adventures are Flash Gordon and Gregor to embark now? Can they do what no man has ever done and lived? Set foot upon the forbidden soil of Titans? Mother knows what a battle it is to get you to take nose drops. When she sees how willingly you stand for Grove's emulsified nose drops, she will feel a service has been done her. Mothers write and tell us every day how grateful they are for Grove's emulsified nose drops. They find them not only more acceptable, but more effective. Grove's nose drops are something new, a decided improvement on the old nose drops. They are made by the makers of Grove's bromoquinine. Mother knows guarantees their quality. Maybe if you suggest it after this program, Mother will get a bottle in the house tonight to have them ready the next time a head cold shows. Suppose you talk to her. Come with us every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at this same time for further interplanetary adventures with Flash Gordon.